19 dead after tornadoes rip across Tennessee. By Breitbart News on March 3, 2020. Nashville, Tennessee, AP, tornadoes ripped across Tennessee early Tuesday, shredding at least 40 buildings and killing at least 19 people. One of the twisters caused severe damage across downtown Nashville, destroying the stained glass in a historic church and leaving hundreds of people homeless. Daybreak revealed a landscape littered with blown-down walls and roofs, snapped power lines and huge broken trees, leaving city streets in gridlock. Schools, courts, transit lines, an airport and the state capitol were closed, and some damaged polling stations had to be moved only hours before Super Tuesday voting began. The death toll jumped to 19 on Tuesday, Tennessee Emergency Management spokeswoman Maggie Hanan said, after police and fire crews spent hours pulling survivors and bodies from wrecked buildings. Last night was a reminder about how fragile life is, Nashville Mayor John Cooper said at a Tuesday morning news conference. Residents of the historic Germantown neighborhood walked around in dismay as emergency crews closed off roads. Roofs had been torn off apartment buildings, large trees uprooted and debris littered many sidewalks. Walls were toppled, exposing living rooms and kitchens in damaged homes. Mangled power lines and broken trees came to rest on cars, streets and piles of rubble. "It is heartbreaking. We have had loss of life all across the state," said Governor Bill Lee. He ordered all non-essential state workers to stay home before going up in a helicopter to survey the damage. The tornadoes were spawned by a line of severe storms with a line of storms that stretched from near Montgomery, Alabama, into western Pennsylvania. In Nashville, it tore through areas transformed by a recent building boom. Germantown and East Nashville are two of the city's trendiest neighborhoods, with restaurants, music venues, high-end apartment complexes and rising home prices threatening to drive out longtime residents. "The dogs started barking before the sirens went off. They knew what was coming," said Paula Wade, of East Nashville. "Then we heard the roar, something made me just sit straight up in bed, and something came through the window right above my head. If I hadn't moved, I would have gotten a face full of glass." Then she looked across the street at the East End United Methodist Church and said the damage broke her heart. "It's this beautiful Richardson Romanesque church. The bell tower is gone, the triptych widow of Jesus the Good Shepherd that they just restored and put back up a few weeks ago is gone," she said. Wade immediately recalled how her own church down the street, St. Anne's Episcopal, was severely damaged by a tornado in 1998. "I had no idea that I still had some PTSD from that other experience so long ago. But the sound of the sirens, that low sound, there's just nothing like it. To look at and see the church, it's just heartbreaking. It brings out everything that happened to St. Anne's." One tornado touchdown near downtown reportedly stayed on the ground for about 10 miles, 16 kilometers, into Nashville's eastern suburbs, following a path parallel to Interstate 40 and causing more damage in Mount Juliet, Lebanon, Hermitage and other communities. "Our community has been impacted significantly," the Mount Juliet Police Department tweeted. "Homes were damaged and injuries were reported," the department said. "We continue to search for injured. Stay home if you can." Videos posted online showed what appeared to be a well-defined tornado moving quickly across the Nashville area, flashing with lightning as it ripped open living rooms and exposed kitchens to the elements. Metro Nashville police said crews were responding to about 40 building collapses. Among them was a popular music venue that had just held an election rally for presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The crowd left shortly before the twister struck the basement East Nashville, the Tennessean reported. The disaster affected voting in Tennessee, one of 14 Super Tuesday states. Some polling sites in Nashville were moved, and sites across Davidson County and Wilson counties were opening an hour late but still closing at the same time, Secretary of State Trey Hargett announced. A reported gas leak forced an evacuation of the IMT building in Germantown, according to WSMV-TV. Dozens of people, suddenly homeless, were seen carrying their belongings through garbage-strewn streets after the tornado blew through. Nashville Electric tweeted that four of its substations were damaged in the tornado. Power outages were affecting more than 44,000 customers early Tuesday, the utility company said. The governor's spokeswoman, Gillum Ferguson, said hundreds of people went to a Red Cross shelter for displaced residents at the Nashville Farmers Market, just north of the state capitol, but a power outage there forced people to move again to the Centennial Sportsplex. The outage also extended to the capitol, forcing the cancellation of legislative meetings. Several airplane hangars were destroyed and power lines were downed at John C. Toon Airport, Nashville International's sister airport in West Nashville, where spokeswoman Kim Girl encouraged people to stay away until further notice. Metro Nashville Public Schools said its schools would be closed Tuesday because of the tornado damage. Wilson County, just east of Metro Nashville, will close schools for the rest of the week. Full coverage, tornadoes. The storm system left just scattered rain in its wake as it moved eastward. Strong cells capable of causing damage were spotted in central Alabama, eastern Tennessee, and the western Carolinas. Early morning storms also damaged homes and toppled trees in rural central Alabama, where the National Weather Service reported winds up to 60 miles per hour, 97 km/h, and issued tornado warnings for at least five counties. In rural Bibb County southwest of Birmingham, seven poll workers were getting ready to open the doors to Super Tuesday voters at the Lawley Senior Activity Center when cell phone alerts began sounding a tornado warning about 6:45 a.m., said volunteer Gwen Thompson. "Our children were calling too, telling us, 'Get in the bathroom,'" she said. "We all got in the bathroom and were okay, but lots of trees are down." The storm knocked out electricity, Thompson said, but the precinct's two electronic voting machines had battery backups and people were casting ballots shortly thereafter. "We've been voting by flashlight," Thompson said. Videos posted online showed what appeared to be a well-defined tornado moving quickly across the Nashville area, flashing with lightning as it ripped open living rooms and exposed kitchens to the elements. Metro Nashville police said crews were responding to about 40 building collapses. Among them was a popular music venue that had just held an election rally for presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The crowd left shortly before the twister struck the basement East Nashville, the Tennessean reported. The disaster affected voting in Tennessee, one of 14 Super Tuesday states. Some polling sites in Nashville were moved, and sites across Davidson County and Wilson counties were opening an hour late but still closing at the same time, Secretary of State Trey Hargett announced. A reported gas leak forced an evacuation of the IMT building in Germantown, according to WSMV-TV. Dozens of people, suddenly homeless, were seen carrying their belongings through garbage-strewn streets after the tornado blew through. Nashville Electric tweeted that four of its substations were damaged in the tornado. Power outages were affecting more than 44,000 customers early Tuesday, the utility company said. The governor's spokeswoman, Gillum Ferguson, said hundreds of people went to a Red Cross shelter for displaced residents at the Nashville Farmers Market, just north of the state capitol, but a power outage there forced people to move again to the Centennial Sportsplex. The outage also extended to the capitol, forcing the cancellation of legislative meetings. Several airplane hangars were destroyed and power lines were downed at John C. Toon Airport, Nashville International's sister airport in West Nashville, where spokeswoman Kim Girl encouraged people to stay away until further notice. Metro Nashville Public Schools said its schools would be closed Tuesday because of the tornado damage. Wilson County, just east of Metro Nashville, will close schools for the rest of the week. Full coverage, tornadoes. The storm system left just scattered rain in its wake as it moved eastward. Strong cells capable of causing damage were spotted in central Alabama, eastern Tennessee, and the western Carolinas. Early morning storms also damaged homes and toppled trees in rural central Alabama, where the National Weather Service reported winds up to 60 miles per hour, 97 km/h, and issued tornado warnings for at least five counties. In rural Bibb County southwest of Birmingham, seven poll workers were getting ready to open the doors to Super Tuesday voters at the Lawley Senior Activity Center when cell phone alerts began sounding a tornado warning about 6:45 a.m., said volunteer Gwen Thompson. "Our children were calling too, telling us, 'Get in the bathroom,'" she said. "We all got in the bathroom and were okay, but lots of trees are down." The storm knocked out electricity, Thompson said, but the precinct's two electronic voting machines had battery backups and people were casting ballots shortly thereafter. We've been voting by flashlight, Thompson said. Videos posted online showed what appeared to be a well-defined tornado moving quickly across the Nashville area, flashing with lightning as it ripped open living rooms and exposed kitchens to the elements. Metro Nashville police said crews were responding to about 40 building collapses. Among them was a popular music venue that had just held an election rally for presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The crowd left shortly before the twister struck the basement East Nashville, the Tennessean reported. The disaster affected voting in Tennessee, one of 14 Super Tuesday states. Some polling sites in Nashville were moved, and sites across Davidson County and Wilson counties were opening an hour late but still closing at the same time, Secretary of State Trey Hargett announced. A reported gas leak forced an evacuation of the IMT building in Germantown, according to WSMV-TV. Dozens of people, suddenly homeless, were seen carrying their belongings through garbage-strewn streets after the tornado blew through. Nashville Electric tweeted that four of its substations were damaged in the tornado. Power outages were affecting more than 44,000 customers early Tuesday, the utility company said. The governor's spokeswoman, Gillum Ferguson, said hundreds of people went to a Red Cross shelter for displaced residents at the Nashville Farmers Market, just north of the state capitol, but a power outage there forced people to move again to the Centennial Sportsplex. The outage also extended to the capitol, forcing the cancellation of legislative meetings. Several airplane hangars were destroyed and power lines were downed at John C. Toon Airport, Nashville International's sister airport in West Nashville, where spokeswoman Kim Gerlach urged people to stay away until further notice. Metro Nashville Public Schools said its schools would be closed Tuesday because of the tornado damage. Wilson County, just east of Metro Nashville, will close schools for the rest of the week. The storm system left just scattered rain in its wake as it moved eastward. Strong cells capable of causing damage were spotted in central Alabama, eastern Tennessee, and the western Carolinas. Early morning storms also damaged homes and toppled trees in rural central Alabama, where the National Weather Service reported winds up to 60 miles per hour, 97 km/h, and issued tornado warnings for at least five counties. In rural Bibb County southwest of Birmingham, seven poll workers were getting ready to open the doors to Super Tuesday voters at the Lawley Senior Activity Center when cell phone alerts began sounding a tornado warning about 6:45 a.m., said volunteer Gwen Thompson. Our children were calling too, telling us, get in the bathroom, she said. We all got in the bathroom and were okay, but lots of trees are down. The storm knocked out electricity, Thompson said. But the precinct's two electronic voting machines had battery backups and people were casting ballots shortly thereafter. We've been voting by flashlight, Thompson said.